Good afternoon, everybody. I hope everybody enjoyed their lunch. My name is Jerry Laporte, and I'm the Forensic Policy Program Manager within the Office of Investigative and Forensic Sciences, which is within the National Institute of Justice. It's my pleasure today to have a very distinguished panel seated here to my left. Mr. Joseph Peterson is going to handle the bios and kind of introduce each of the speakers and so forth. But my job here is to just to moderate and then to introduce Joe, and then he'll kind of take it over from that point. Mr. Peterson is a professor and director of the School of Criminal Justice and Criminalistics at the California State University, Los Angeles. For the past 35 years, Mr. Peterson's research has monitored the evolution of forensic science, documenting its growth potential as well as its shortcomings. Mr. Peterson's 2002 and 2005 reports, Census of Publicly Funded Forensic Crime Laboratories for the Bureau of Justice Statistics, have documented high caseloads, long backlogs, and severe budgetary and personnel needs. His NIJ-sponsored research has also examined the role and impact of forensic evidence at key decision points in the judicial process, such as arrest, charging, and determination of guilt or innocence in sentencing. His current research examines the backlog of sexual assault kits in crime laboratories, which is the theme of the session right now. So this is obviously a very, very hot issue right now. So I'm going to let Joe take over.